We're going to learn Daf Ayin Gimel in Yuma. We're going to start from about six lines from the top, the Meisve. So just for by way of background, the Gemara beforehand on the bottom of Ayin Beis and Beis made a statement that the Kohen Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen Gadol that takes Klal Yisrael out to war, also wears the Shmoyne Begadim. And that's the point that the Gemara is trying to make. The Gemara beforehand on the top of the Yom talked about the fact that even though he wears the Shemoneh Begadim, he is not the Kohen Gadol that does the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So, but we're still working with the premise that the Kohen Gadol does wear the Shemoneh Begadim. The Kohen Mashuach Melchama does wear the Shemoneh Begadim. So on that, the Gemara says, Meisve, I'll ask you a question. Mashuach Melchama we have a very clear statement that the Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen Gadol that takes Klal Yisrael out to war, doesn't wear, when he does the Avodah, he can't wear the four Begadim because he's not a regular Kohen, and he can't wear the Shemoneh Begadim because he's not a real Kohen Gadol. So we see very clearly that he does not wear the Shemoneh Begadim. Amale Abaye Elazar Mashvislay. So Abaye says, what do you mean? So then he's a Zar, he's not a Kohen at all, that can't be. So the way to explain it, understand it, is as follows: Ela kohen gadol mishum eva. The reason why he doesn't do the avodah as a kohen gadol is because it will just make the other kohen gadol jealous. Eva is a concept; it's called jealousy. Kohen hedyot, and the reason why he doesn't do the avodah in only four begadim mishum mal bekadosh v'lo meridin, because you can only go up, you don't go down. So lamaisa, as a kohen mishuach mechama, when he goes to war, he does wear the shemoneh begadim. And there's no question about that. So therefore, once he wears the Shemoneh Begadim, he can't also wear the Dalet Begadim. It's not an option for him anymore, because that would be a downgrade. In any event, the point of the answer is, really, he would theoretically be the type of person who should be wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. The only reason he doesn't do the Avodah is because it would get the real Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol who's designated for that purpose, so to speak, Eva, jealous. Okay, but Lamais Midaraisa, he should really be wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. So Amalei Ravada Barahava L'Rava. So Ravada Barahava. Now remember, this is just for later in the Gemara. It's important to remember that it's Ravada Barahava that says this. Ravada Barahava says to Rava, V'hai Tanok Delesle Eva. But I'm going to bring you a brisa right now that shows that the concept of Eva doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol. So that concept doesn't apply. The loy kamashamish, and even so, he still doesn't wear the four begadim. So we see it's a real reason why he doesn't wear the four begadim. He really doesn't. It's not because of an eva issue. Titania, let's go through the brisa now. Titania, we learned to the brisa of the varmisha ben kain gadol kain hedjit. What are the real differences between a regular kain gadol and a stam kain hedjit? Par kain mashiach par baal kol mitzvos. Rashi says they're really the same thing. So Rashi is not goyris the word par kain mashiach, which basically means that if the kain gadol makes a mistake in a halacha on an aveira that's chayev kares, and he thinks that it's mutter and he does it, so the kain gadol brings a special korban. He brings a sayer and a regular kayin or a par, excuse me, he brings a par, and if he was aware as a regular person, would bring a kivsa or a sayer. So, in any event, that's one major difference between a kayin gadol and a kayin. Upar yom kippurim. Obviously, the kayin gadol brings the par on Yom Kippur, he has to bring it out on his own. Vasirisa eifa, every day, the kayin gadol brings a karban mincha that's special for the kayin gadol. Loi pareya means he doesn't let his hair grow. Veloi pareyim, and he doesn't cut his clothing after if he becomes an oval, as we'll see. Avopayrim hu milamata vahedjut milamala. So the difference is that a regular person would cut their clothing in avelus on the top, and the begadim would fall open. And a kohen gadol doesn't. It's not proper for a kohen gadol for his begadim to be ripped that way. He can cut the hem at the bottom, according to the Pashtus and Rashi. And also kohen gadol doesn't become tamei to any kroivim, as opposed to a regular kohen would become tamei to his shiva kroivim. Mitzvah al basula, kohen gadol can only marry a basula. Musar al almani is not allowed to marry a woman who was married already. Umachzir es haroitzechem, when the kohen gadol dies, anybody who's in galus gets to come back. Umakriv oinein, and he can still bring karbonis even if a family member of his was nifter. Ve'ena oichol, but he cannot eat it. Even though he's allowed to bring the carbon, he can't eat it. Ve'ena chelik noitel chelik b'roish. And because of the fact that he can't eat it, therefore the halacha is he also doesn't take a first bigger portion. Umakrif chelik b'roish, and he also, umakrif chelik b'roish, generally speaking, the kohen gadol gets to bring the carbon, he gets to choose which carbon he wants to bring. Umishamesh b'shmoina kelim, as this is the main point, that the kohen gadol wears the shmoina begadim. A potter al tumas mikdash v'kadash, a special drasha the Gemara has, then hurry that if a Kohen Gadol walks into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah, he is not going to be chayev like a regular Kohen. V'chol avodus yom ha-kippurim einin k'sherim ela boy. And only the Kohen Gadol that wears the Shemana B'gadim is allowed to do the avodah on yom ha-kippurim. And then here's very important. V'kulon noyegas b'meruva b'gadim. And, oh, actually not this line yet, but all of them apply to a Merubah Begadim, because as you know, originally a Kohen Gadol was appointed by the Shemen HaMishcha, that they used to smear on the Kohen Gadol's head. Eventually in the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the Shemen Mishcha anymore, so the only way a Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol was by putting on the Big Day Kohen Gadol. So these same halachas, the status of a Kohen Gadol apply, even if all he did was wear the Shemen Begadim. Chutz mipar habar kol ha-mitzvos, that halacha of if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake does not apply to the type of Kohen Gadol that did not have the Mashiach, that was not Mashuach from the Shem Zayas, because the Pasuk specifically says Kohen Mashuach. So therefore it doesn't apply to a Kohen Gadol that only became a Kohen Gadol through wearing Begadim. The kula noyeges b'mashuach sha'avar. So here's where you see that this Tana doesn't apply eva, because all these halachas apply to a kohen who took over for whatever reason. Let's say the regular kohen gadol became tamei, and a second kohen gadol took over, and then afterwards the first kohen gadol returned to his position, so the second guy is no longer in position anymore. He still has all these halachas chutz mipar yom kippur v'asiris ha'eifo, except for the yom kippur. He obviously doesn't do the Avodah in Yom Kippur, only one does, and he doesn't have to bring a Karban Mincha every day. So we see that otherwise, if he wants to bring Stama Karban, he's allowed to wear the Shemoneh Begadim. So we see the concept of Eva doesn't apply. However, all these things do not apply to the Meshulach Mechama, chutz mechamesh dvarim, except for the five of them that do, which are Hamur and Beparsha, which are specifically stated in the Torah, which is Loi Parei, doesn't let his hair grow, Loi Parei, he doesn't rip Kriya. V'loi mitam v'lekrayim, he can't become Tamei to his relatives, v'metuva ala basula, v'musar ala almano. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he also says that if a Kohen Mashuach Muhammad dies, that's somebody in Galus would come home. The Chachamim Aimer Ena Machzer, that's a separate machlekes whether or not that would cause somebody in Galus to come home. Anyway, what do we see from this? We see that Mashuach Muhammad, because it says specifically what the five things that apply to a Mashuach Muhammad, and wearing Shemoneh Begadim is not one of them. So here is nothing to do with Eva, because we see a replaced Kohen Gadol still does wear the Shemoneh Begadim, so it's not going to make jealousy. And even so, the Mashuach Muhammad doesn't wear the Shemoneh Begadim. So we see, even without jealousy, he's still not wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. So we see that really, it's a question on what we said before, that we said the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad should really be wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. So the Gemara says, no, your assumption is incorrect. Why? Ki les le eva b'dekabose. The only time that there's no eva, when you're dealing with a similar position, a person of a similar status. So a Kohen who once worked as the Kohen Gadol and no longer is in that position doesn't bother the regular standard Kohen Gadol, because we're really the same. So of course you could do the same thing I do. But somebody who's in a lesser position, and the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad is technically considered a lesser position compared to the Kohen Gadol, therefore, he would make the Kohen Gadol jealous. So even though halachically midaraisa, he is technically a Kohen Gadol and he should be wearing the Shemoneh Begadim. However, the Chazal, because of the concern about Eva, they didn't want to make somebody of a relatively lesser position be doing the same thing as the higher position, so therefore they created the concept that he doesn't do Avodah B'Shemoneh Begadim. Okay. So Lamaisa, the Gemara seems to hold the maskana that he would wear the Shemoneh Begadim. So Yosef Rav Avuha v'kamar lahosh maitza. So he was repeating this halacha, this concept that the Kohen Mashuach wears the Shemoneh Begadim. Oh, excuse me, this was Rav Dimi. Mishmei de Rav Yochanan. But instead of saying it in the name of Rav Dimi, who said it originally on Ayin Beis and Veiz, they quoted it as Rav Yochanan's halacha. So Adrinu, Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi la'apayu. So Rabbi Ami and Ravasi heard him say that, and they turned around because they were upset by the fact that he was quoting it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't really say this, and then instead of Rav Dimi, who said it. So Eked Amri, there's a slightly different version. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omra. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was the one that said about Adrinu, Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi la'apayu. And they, again, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, by the way, turns around their face because they were not happy with the fact that he quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Gemara wants a technical question. So I understand that Rav Avuha was the one who made this statement and they didn't want to insult him, so they just turned their face around because kavod of the Caesar. He was obviously a very high prominent person. Besides being a Rav, he was also very prominent, so they didn't want to say anything. It wasn't appropriate for them to say anything. But if Rav Chiya bar Abba was the one who made this mistake, why don't they just tell him? Why don't they just say it wasn't Rav Yochanan, it was Rav Dimi? So the Gemara leaves that with a kasha. The Gemara continues, since Kiyosu Rabin Omar Nishal Izmar, he gives a whole different answer. The whole problem over here was the confusion is because we said the Meshuach Melchama wore the Begadim when he was Meshamish, and we assumed that the word Meshamish was referring to doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we had the whole problem with Eva and so on and so forth. He says, no, that's not really what he meant. Rabin says, when we say the Meshuach Melchama wears the Shmoina Begadim is only when he's being asked a question for the Urim V'tumim. When he goes to war, that's when he wears the Shemoneh Begadim. But it has nothing to do with the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have another brisa that says this, Begadim Shel Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Behen, when the Kohen Gadol, when the same Begadim that he wears in the Beis HaMikdash, Meshuach Melchama Nishal Behen, so Meshuach Melchama in his own scenario, in a whole different situation, when he's at war and being asked by the Urim V'Tumim, the Kohen Meshuach Melchama wears the Shemoneh Begadim. But he'll never wear the Shemoneh Begadim in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a whole different separate stack of avodah. Tana Rabbana. So now let's explain with the story over here. Ketzad Shoylin, what is the process of asking the Urim V'Tumim a question? Hashoyel Panav Klapei Nishal, the one who is asking the question, like the king or the Sanhedrin, whatever, they face the Kohen Gadol. The Hanishal Panav Klapei Shechina, but the Kohen Gadol faces towards the Choshen. He looks at the Choshen. Hashoyel Oimer, the Shoyel asks the question, Erdof Achrei Gedud Azeh, should I go chase this army? The Hanishal, and the Kohen Gadol, Oimer, Koyamar Hashem, Alei Vatzlech, Vatzlech. Go, yes, so said Hashem, you should go and have Hatzlech. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Tarech Loimer, Koyamar Hashem, he doesn't have to say, so said Hashem, Ela Alei Vatzlech, go and be successful, because obviously it's coming from Hashem, he's looking at the Urim V'Tumim. Ain shoylem bekol. You don't ask very loud. Shenemar v'shoyl loy, because the pasuk says you just ask him. Only he hears it. V'loy mahara beliboy, and he also doesn't think of it with just thinking in his heart without saying it outright. Shenemar v'shoyl loy, lifnei Hashem. You have to ask him. You have to actually say that. You have to verbiate. You have to say it out. Ella gedera she'amar chana betfilos. So the way it said is you have to say it quietly, just enough for the person who needs to hear it. Shenemar v'chana he medaberes aliba. She was talking on her heart. Ain't okay, fine. So therefore, it's said outright, but just very quietly. Ain't shoylin shnei dvarim keachad. You don't ask two things at the same time. B'mshol, and if you do ask two things, emachsirin elalachad, you'll only get an answer on one. Emachsirin loy elarishoin, and if you ask two questions, you'll only get an answer on the first one. Shenemar heizkiruni bale keilo biyodoi hayerit shol. This is talking about when David HaMelech was running away. It wasn't Melech yet. When David was running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he wanted to know whether he needed to run away or if these people that he was hiding with were going to hand him over to Shaul. So he asked the Urim V'Tumim, and they were Kayanim. So there was a Kayan Gadol also. So he asked, will they hand me over? Should I run away? Right? Those were two questions. Vayomer Hashem, Yerit. And Hashem said, you should run away. Hashem only answered him with one answer. But if you look at the order, David HaMelech asked, first, are they going to hand me over? And then he said, should I run away? So that was really his second question. So, David, Shaul. So the Gemara answer is like this. David asked, Shaloi Kaseid. The problem is that David asked the questions out of order. He asked the second question first. So the Urim V'Tumim answered him in the proper order of what he should have asked. So the Urim V'Tumim was really answering the first question first, as David HaMelech phrased it as the second question. And what's the raya? Since David HaMelech realized that he asked the questions out of order, so then when he got the answer to the second question, which was really the first question, then David went back and asked the second question again. And he asked, are they going to hand me over into the hands of Shaul? And then Hashem said, yes, they will hand you over. Okay, so therefore, that's when David realized that he asked the question out of order, so Mamela he went back and asked the questions in order, and then he got the right answer. And if there's a situation where there's no time and you have to know the answer to two questions literally now, so then the Urim will answer two questions at once. by the Muhammad of Tzikla, David asked, should I go chase this army? Will I reach them? Vayoymer Hashem loy, and Hashem did answer both of them. Radoif, you should chase them. Ki hasig tasig, because you will reach them. Vahasil tatsil, and you will be saved. Okay. If a Navi says a Navua that something's going to happen, it's possible it might not happen 100%. Like the Navi said, that things can change. When the Urim V'Tumim tells you, dictates what's going to happen, that will never change. That has to happen. Shenemar b'mishpat ha'urim, in the judgment of the Urim V'Tumim. So, lama nikra shaman Urim V'Tumim. Why is it called Urim V'Tumim? And the Gemara explains, Urim shema'irnes tevreim, they make things very clear. And tumim shemashlimin es tivreim, that they complete what they started, what they said. Whatever they said is going to happen. V'im timer b'givus ben yamin b'pnei ma'lo yeshlimoi. So how come in the story of Givus ben yamin, when they asked, should we attack ben yamin after the story of Pelegish b'givo? So they asked, are we going to win the war or not? V'heim loy bichnoi. So the Gemara says, and they didn't win. Even though they asked during the tumim, should we go to war? They didn't win. So the Gemara says, heim loy bichnoi im lenatzech lenatzech. They didn't ask, are we going to win? They just said, should we go to war? And the answer was yes. But in fact, the reality is, you're going to go to war and you're going to lose. But eventually they asked the proper question. They said, are we going to win? Then finally the Urim said, yeah, you'll win. Shenemar, Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron, Oimed lefano, b'yom ha'ahim. Pinchas obviously was the Kohen Gadol, and he said, ha'oisif oid lo tzeis l'mechomo im b'nei ben yamin achi. Should we continue going to war in Mechtal? Should we stop? B'yom ha'ashem alu, because tomorrow you're going to finally win the war. So when they asked properly, then they got a proper answer. But before they asked properly, they didn't get an answer, and that's why. But the Urim V'Tumim is always consistent. Now the Gemara asks, very interesting. How did it occur? Ketzad nasis. How did this happen that the Urim V'Tumim answered? Rabbi Yochanan Amar by letes, the letters that were part of the answer would actually stick out somehow. Reish Lakish Amar Mitzarefes. They would join together so that the Kohen Gadol just had to read it. Now the Gemara asks, very interesting. There's no from, because we know that the Choshen contained the letters, contained the names of the Shvatim. There's no letter Tzadi in the name of the Shvatim. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak, V'Yaakov Ksiv Sham. Also the names of Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov are written there. And that Yitzchak obviously includes a Tzadi. V'Haloi Ksiv Tes. Even with that, there's still no letter Tes. Where answers Amar Rav Achav Bar Yaakov Shivte Yeshurun Ksiv Sham. It also says the word Shivte Yeshurun, and that's where you get your letter test. Meisvei Kol Koyin She'en Medaber Beruach Hakodesh. If a Koyin Gadol doesn't have the level of Ruach Hakodesh, V'Shchina Shayra Alav, even if the Shchina is still with him, Ain Shoylin Boy. You can't ask him, meaning you're not going to get a proper answer from the Urim V'Tumim. Sharei Shol Tzadok Ba'olso Loi. When they asked Tzadok, he answered David HaMelech. Av Yasser Loi also by first David HaMelech asked Av Yasser, and the Urim V'Tumim wouldn't answer him. Shenemar V'Yal Av Yasser Ad Time. He went to Av Yasser until he finished. Kol Ha'om. So we see that and then they replaced him. The Gemara doesn't quote the end of the pasuk. Then they replaced him with Tzadok. So we see that someone who doesn't have proper Ruach HaKodesh and Av Yasser didn't have the proper Ruach HaKodesh of Yasser, sorry, didn't have proper Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why the Urim V'Tumim wasn't able to answer. But according to what we said before, that the letters stick out or they join together, what do you need Ruach HaKodesh for? The Urim V'Tumim speaks for itself. The Gemara answers, so you have a Messiah Bahadayu. The Ruach HaKodesh with the Urim V'Tumim together, that combination is what allows the Urim V'Tumim to function. But if the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim V'Tumim doesn't have the proper level of Ruach HaKodesh, even the Urim V'Tumim won't work. So therefore, that's why you need Ruach HaKodesh. Then the Gemara continues, Vein Shoyel and El Melech. Who are the proper people who are allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim? It has to be a Melech or Sanhedrin. So we know Hani Mili. How do we know? It's then Amar Rav Avud, Amar Kro, because the pasuk says, "Ulfnei Elazar Akoyin Yamay Veshol Loi B'Mishpat HaUrim." But interestingly, the Gemara doesn't continue with the rest of the pasuk, which is really the diuk that the Gemara is going to say. Then the pasuk says, "Al Piv Yetsu Val Piv Yavoh." Here's the diuk. Who I'm reading the rest of the pasuk. Who V'Chol B'nei Yisrael Itoy V'Chol HaEdo. Those are the words of the pasuk. So the Gemara dashens who, right? The Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk, but we're dashing the word who's Melech. It's referring to Melech. It's referring to Yeshua, actually, who was like the king at that time. He asked the Urim V'Tumim, "V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy zem meshuach mechama." If everybody's with him, that's the meshuach mechama taking them to war. V'chol ha'eda zu Sanhedrin. That Sanhedrin that was that also was allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Hajan alach ba loy Kohen Gadol. Now we start with the Inuyim on Yom Kippur, the behavior that we as regular people have on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says as follows, starting the new parak. Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur, also by Achila, one is not allowed to eat a Vashti and drinking, which Achila and Vashti is one halacha. Uber Achitza is not allowed to wash himself, bathe himself, but Basichi not allowed to smear yourself with oil. Uber Ne'ilas a sandal wearing shoes, Uber Tashma Shamita and having relations, that's also, all those things are prohibited on Yom Kippur. However, Bahamelech Vahakala, king and a woman within the first 30 days of getting married, Yirchatu as Pineyem are allowed to wash their faces, we'll see in the Gemara, because they have to look good. Vahachaya and a woman who just gave birth, Tinilas a sandal, she's allowed to wear shoes because if she doesn't wear shoes, she can get cold and that's dangerous. That's a Slakana for her. Divri Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer about all these exceptions. The Chachama Yisrim and the Chachama say no exceptions. Ha'eichel, the next halach in the Mishnah is, we'll discuss later. Ha'eichel, Kusevis Agasa, Kamayu Ukgrainaisef. Somebody eats the size of food that would equal a date with its pit inside it. That size is considered eating on Yom Kippur, and that's not allowed. Vahashayis Malay Lugmov, and somebody who drinks a cheekful, and we'll discuss that shear also later in the Gemara Chayev, that's considered the shear that you're not allowed to eat. He'd be Chayev for eating on Yom Kippur. Kol ha'ichlim mitzar from the Kosevis. Now, all the different types of food, doesn't have to be one thing, is mitzarif to the shear of eating. V'chol ha'mashka mitzar from the Malay Lugmov, and all the different types of drinks, it doesn't have to be the same thing either. Also, they combine to complete the shear. Ha'ichlim b'shoy sa'im mitzarif, however, eating itself and drinking, even though they're two different shiurim, those two different shiurim don't combine to create one eating or drinking. Alright, so first we start with the Mishnah that says that it's usur to do these five things. Usur? What do you mean it's usur? Einis karisu is much more serious than that. It's not just a matter of, an opinion whether you could or can't do it. It's chayiv karis. So Amar Rav Eloi, v'yitem Rav Yirma Yerloi, nitzruch el l'chatzi shir. When the Mishnah is talking about usur, vado, if you ate the full shir, there'd be a chayiv karis. Here we're talking about that the person only ate less than the full shir, and that's why even less is still usur. So now I understand why you said asr, because even less than, in other words, something that's asr is asr even less than the shear to start with. So that makes sense according to that mandiyomer. El mandiyomer chatz shear mutter minatayra, but according to the mandiyomer, that anything less than the shear is totally mutter. Why does the Mishnah still continue to call that asr? The itmar. Chatzi shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur min Atayra. Rabbi Yochanan clearly says it's Asur. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter min Atayra. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's, Reish Lakish says it's Mutter. So the Gemara just spells out the question. Henichel, Rabbi Yochanan's our Mishnah makes sense. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that says it's Asur. Because it's less than the shear and still it's Asur. Hello, Reish Lakish, Mayekel and Meimar. But according to Reish Lakish, that says less than the shear is Mutter min Atayra. So why is our Mishnah calling it Asur? Gemara answers, Moedir Reish Lakish Asur Midir Rabbanan. Yeah, the word Asur still applies because there's an Isur Rabbanan, even less than the shear, one is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Yeah. So now that we said that even Reish Lakish agrees that Midir Rabbanan it's Asur, Ihachi Lainachayev Alei Karben Shvua. So according to Reish Lakish, if it's already Asur, whether it's Asur Daraisa Darabbanan, but the point is it's already Asur, why if a person makes a Shvua not to do something, why is the shvua chal? Because we have a concept, as we're about to see in 2 seconds, we have a concept that is that something that's mushba va'oimid mehar sina, if something's already osir from the Torah, or as we'll see, midarabanim, which is also like the Torah, a shvua can't be chal on that. So why are you chayiv a korban shvua? So alama tanan, how come we learned the following? Shvua shaloi oichol, v'alchon neveles v'treifa, shkotzim v'ramasim. A person makes a shvua, I'm not eating anything. And then he went ahead and ate something which is treif, like shkotzim v'ramasim, the little bugs or something that are also to eat. Chayiv, he's still going to be chayiv a carbon. Reb Shimon Poiter, we'll see, Reb Shimon holds anyway, he holds that it's anyway potter because he holds it's mushrav oimid, and it's not chal, it's a koilul and all that stuff is, none of the reasons why a shvua should be chal over here. Va'abinam bo, and the Gemara itself over there asks, and shvuas asks, why is this, why are you chayiv? Am I chayiv? Mushrav oimid mehar sinayu, as we said. These things were already also, shkotzim v'ramasim already also from beforehand, so why are you chayiv? So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all answered Amar B'Kol Dvarim Mutarim Dvarim Asurim. Really, Yanechanami, if I made a shvua directly on something that's also the shvua would never be chal. Over here, I made the shvua on something else that also includes these things that are also. So we say, if the shvua is chal over here, we allow it to extrapolate to the things that are already also, and that's why there's a chiyuv shvua over here. That's one teretz, not for us.
What's the one thing?
What do you mean?
What's the one thing that with the
on something that's kosher? I'm not allowed to eat a piece of kosher meat. So once the shvu is chal, because my shvu was I'm not going to eat. So I'm not going to eat anything. So I'm not going to eat a piece of steak. So therefore, it also includes once I'm not eating, I'm also not eating shkatz v'ra masim. So once the shvu is chal, it's chal. Right. So it's everything is included. So Reish Lakish says no. The case over here is specifically that you intended that what you ate was less than the shir. So according to the Rabbanan, that whole generally, whenever I make a shvu about eating, I mean eating a shir. So over here, the reason why the shvu is chal, because I specifically said that I'm not going to eat less than the shir. I'm not even going to take a bite of something. So that's why I'm chayev over here, because I said it specifically. Oy bistam, now remember, this is Reish Lakish talking. Oy bistam ba'libe de Rabbi Akiva, or according to Rabbi Akiva, on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that according to Rabbi Akiva, whenever I say I'm not going to eat, I always mean even the smallest bite. Even a bite-sized something, I'm not going to eat. So we see that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's aser, even a chatzi shir is already aser. The Omar, as the Gemara itself explains, shittas Rabbi Akiva, the Omar oiser, adam oiser, atzmei b'cholshu. According to Rabbi Akiva, when a person says they're not going to eat, they mean to aser themselves even the smallest amount. So therefore, I don't have to say explicitly that my shvuah should be chal on a chatzi shir. It automatically is chal on a chatzi shir. So, what do we see? So we have a kasha over here. So we see, according to Rabbi Akiva, the shvu is chal, and this is Reish Lakish talking, even on a chatzi shir. But according to Reish Lakish, I thought chatzi shir is not aser min ha-teira. So according to Reish Lakish, it is aser midrabanan. So if it's aser midrabanan, it should still be in the concept of mushba v'amid v'har Sinai. Not in the sense that the Torah says it's aser, but the Torah does say that whatever the Rabbanan hold, in the Isra of Lois Oster, you have to listen to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said that a Chatzishir is Oster. So if the Rabbanan say Chatzishir is Oster, so even if I say Beferish, I'm only making a Shvu on a Chatzishir, it shouldn't be Chal, because it's already Oster. The Chi Tema, I'm just going to continue just to finish this concept, because it's in the middle, on Ayin Dalet. The Chi Tema, Kivin de Islay Heter, Minat Torah, Kachayel Karben Shvua. So if you'll tell me, no, it's not a problem. Because you're right. Even though it's also midrabanan, but lamaisa min ha-teira it's mutter, and since min ha-teira it's mutter, so it has room to be chal. But we have another case where it's only also midrabanan, and even so the shvu is not chal. Where is that case? Shvu is edus. If a person has edus, I can make the person swear that he has something to say, and if he doesn't, and if he swears I have nothing to say, and it turns out that he really does, he's going to be chayav a korban. In any event, the halacha is, the Mishnah says, it only applies to those people who are capable, who can testify. Now there are obviously women aren't included, and the Mishnah says that beferish. So the Gemara over there wants to understand. We have to explain. Why? Of course, if they can't testify, they don't have to take a shvuah. So who we trying to include specifically, Reb Papa Amar Lemeute Melech, to include a king, because a king is not allowed to testify, so you can't make him swear. Reb Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Lemeute Mesachik Bekuvia. He says we're coming to include somebody who plays with dice or something like that, which is considered a gazlan midirabonon. Oh, so v'hamasachik Bekuvia midiraisa mechsa chazi midiraisa. He could really testify. There's nothing wrong. He didn't really steal anything. Rabbanon who depaslu, and the Rabbanon are the ones who said that he's pasul. V'loy kachayli alei shvua. So we see even when something is only also the Rabbanon, still the shvua is not chal. So too over here, if it's chatzishir is also mid Rabbanon, the shvua shouldn't be chal. How come over here it's chal? So the Gemara answers: Shani hosam da'amakra im lo yagid. The only thing I'm making him swear is if he doesn't say what he could say. V'hai la barakadahu klal. The bottom line is, by Masachek Bekuvya, Bezdin will not accept what he has to say. Even if he comes to Bezdin, it's true that he's only Aser Midrabanan. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, even if he came to Bezdin and said what he had to say, Bezdin wouldn't listen to him. So there's no point in forcing him to say it, and therefore making him swear that he has something to say, because even if he said it, it wouldn't be Chal. So over there, there's a special exception to the rule why the Shvuah is not Chal, because there's no point in making him make the Shvuah. But really, conceptually, if something is Mutter min ha-tayra, even if it's also midrabanan, and the concept, the quote of mushba va'omid mehar sina doesn't apply, because min ha-tayra it's really mutter. So to answer our gemaras, to bring it full circle, Reish Lakish holds that it's only also midrabanan, which means midaraisa is mutter. It's mutter midaraisa, and therefore, if I make a shvua, it's the shvua is chal because it's mutter daraisa, and therefore, if I transgress that, even though it's also midrabanan, lamaisa the shvua is chal, and if I don't listen to my shvua, I go against my shvua, I am going to be chayiv. I'm going to be chayiv a korban for going against my shvuah. Okay, we'll stop over here.